Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, how good's footy?
Well, Sean, two of us got huge wins this weekend.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And it was also probably the easiest round of tip. Look, if you're a neutral supporter, if you were not barracking for any of the AFLW teams.
Yep.
So you don't have a team. So obviously.
Okay. Hang on, I just got to. Yeah, okay, I'm imagining it. Yeah.
Okay. Or even just imagine that in your instance, Geelong won, which they didn't, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Just imagine you don't follow the TC philosophy, which you should. But if you, for some reason, you're a fuckhead and you're like, I can tip against my own team, I'm going to tip who's going to win, which you always should believe is
like
your own
obviously
team.
I wasn't going to get the Geelong tip this week, but I had to back them because I believe in my girls.
Anyone rolling into this that has paid any attention, 6 or 7 out of 7 are
probably, yeah.
Minimum.
Easy.
Minimum.
Minimum easy. 7.
Minimum 7, yeah. I'm excited for when we get to like the end of the walkthrough to work out how we went with our tips, actually.
Keep that in mind. Huge, huge week. A lot of people. I'm glad you removed the bonus point, Tom, because there was a lot of people getting it this
week.
Yeah, I'm a bit annoyed because I would have been one
what
of
I,
them.
However, Sean, you've been begging me to get rid of that bonus point since it existed.
Only because I've never been able to do it.
Yeah, you hypocrite.
Since you got rid of it, I've been just rattling them off.
Yeah, you know what? If I reintroduced it, guess what you wouldn't get, Sean? You would never be getting the full.
It's all right. You're gonna get a win without the bonus rip. No fancy tricks. Just get in, get it done. I mean, you'll have to come for me because I'm ahead of you. But
yeah, you can tell it was a big week of sevens all round because I got a perfect round and only moved up 5 spots.
Yeah. I got a perfect
round.
You
normally get perfect and you skyrocket.
I got a perfect round. Didn't move at all.
Yeah. What? Yeah,
Jesus. Fuck. Started 12th, finished 12th.
Yeah. Jeez. It's all margins,
I'm
man.
Fucking a real...
You did a good job on the margin and the 5 people ahead of you fucked it.
Yeah,
that's got to be what it is.
That may be it.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you want to let's dive into
it.
Yeah,
let's dive into it. So like Friday night, North Melbourne just took care of Richmond. Everyone...
Weird fucking start time though, right?
Yeah.
Was that 5:10?
Was that because there's a men's preseason game on
this
it,
is what like, I don't get.
7 or whatever?
This is what I don't get. But the 5:10 game wasn't even on 7. It was on Fox Footy or KO.
Yeah.
So why, like, I think Richmond actually played their preseason game like the
different
day before.
Day, yeah.
So it's preseason. Who gives a fuck?
Exactly. It's not fucking real.
Did I watch it? No.
No.
Are we recording during, like, I've literally forgotten. Brisbane are playing right now, I think. In fact, they are. They're playing right now.
Do you know the score?
No, I haven't even looked at it.
Look, I watched some bits of the Geelong Essendon game, but that's because my team wasn't playing.
I watched the Brisbane game that mattered on the weekend.
Absolutely, Sean.
You know.
Fuck.
I haven't seen any red and black action for a while, so I did just dip in every now and then.
That's all right.
And while we're just quickly talking about practice games, Cale Hooker, swingman, still horny for kicking goals, kick 4 goals too.
Fuck.
Essendon.
He was fired up too.
Yeah, Essendon kicked 9 goals, 18. So it's good to hear that my year in 2021 is going to be just as infuriating as 2020,
look,
2019, 2018, 2017, 2016, 2015, 2014, et cetera, so forth until I get to like 2004 when it was pretty satisfying.
Yeah, yeah. I will say this just while we're on this particular game. Mm-hmm. Exciting thing for me was the first two goals we kicked were Cameron to Hawkins to Rowan.
Yep.
Both goals.
Yep.
Very nice to see that. Anyway, but that's not what we're talking about because that's practice. That's
practice,
bullshit.
Who it's like reporting on a training session. Who gives a shit?
Exactly. Who gives a shit? The real stuff happened on Friday night and
North Melbourne
did what had to be done.
Yeah, yeah. North Melbourne were like, juicy win would be all right. And then they just got it done.
Richmond couldn't carry the momentum from last week over and didn't help. They also lost Monconti to a hammy issue.
Before the game?
Yes.
So it was just never going to happen. That's when you should have potentially changed a tip time if you went down that path.
The issue was, though, Sean, I may have, if I had have realised the game started at 5:10. I put my tips in on, say, Wednesday, thought the game was like 7, was leaving work at 5 o'clock on the Friday, driving past Punt Road Oval, and I'm like, oh, is the Tigers practice game on there right now? Because some of the practice games are like at weird times.
Yeah.
I thought, it'll be the practice game. Oh, no, that's the actual official women's. And then the siren went, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't realise until I got home that Monconti was laid out and that I possibly may have changed. But no, you know what? I don't change tips. I'm not that kind of person.
That is fair bullshit. Enough. You do change tips, but that's okay.
No, because I had to – some people had some pretty strong words in me last week, and I realised that I needed to be done with integrity this week.
So the first thing you come out is you come out and swinging, making a claim that has already been proven wrong multiple times on the show by you saying you don't –
Fucking hell, mate.
Don't you start.
No, I will start. I'll never finish.
With a W.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I don't like that. We've never established that on this show before. I don't want to hear that.
Well, what you do probably want to hear, Sean, is that on Saturday, Brisbane won by 38 points.
Yeah.
Just got it done against Giants.
Yes.
Could have been 68 points.
Should have been.
Just
you were very unhappy. Well, not very unhappy. I would say you didn't occasionally, and it's a newer thing that happened in the back half of the 2020 season, I feel, is sometimes Brisbane wins now don't quite do it for you. Sometimes you're like, right, got it done, but I don't want to talk about the game.
He's turning into me.
Shut up, Tom.
No, Tom, I'll never be like you, you fucking mutt.
What was that insult? You're disappointed in that. I'm disappointed in that. Do you want another
crack? Loved it.
Nah, do you want another go?
Nah.
Do you want
to? No, that one will fly.
Yeah, yeah. You got what you deserved.
Go on. Do what I had to do.
Oh, man. I think it's just because they should have won by more. I think I'm looking at it through the prism of there will be bigger challenges to come, I think. No disrespect to the Giants, who on this show we have disrespected.
No, they're a good side, but they're... They're not that.
They're
next.
An okay side at the moment.
There's a tier up. They're not in that tier. The tier up in that top tier. Probably what you, North, Collingwood,
yep,
Adelaide,
and then I think floating Freo. In that Freo, Melbourne. Yep. I think are floating around that area.
Yeah.
Yep. And we've got Collingwood next week.
That'll be huge.
That's massive.
Which is fucking massive. Freo committing a murder later in the round, which we'll talk about, fucked it up a bit because it was going to be a top of the table clash, 1 versus 2. Now it's 1 versus 3.
Dogs.
Disappointing.
And that's where smashing the Giants could have helped.
Yeah. They were good. They should have won by a lot more. It should have been a much bigger percentage boost.
One thing that was weird about it is they beat you in like all of the general stats. Like they had more disposals, more kicks, more handballs.
I'm pretty sure I was reading a stat the other day where I think 2 or 3 of Giants' main midfield trio are like in the top 5 for every midfield stat in different order. So like for clearances, it's Parker and Beeson they're like 2 and 3. And then for like disposals, it's like Parker and Beeson are like 3 and 5. Like their two gun mids are leading statistically for heaps of areas. But I think the issue is that they don't necessarily have the other –
They don't have the pillars.
They don't have the other pillars working for them.
They don't have sort of that strong spine. Or basically, Brisbane are sort of just solid all across the ground now.
Yep. There is a very weird stat that happened here. So, yeah, Giants beat you in every area when it came to just basic stats. So, kicks, handballs, disposals. They had a higher disposal efficiency and a higher efficiency inside forward 50. But their higher efficiency inside forward 50 percentage was 47%. Yours was 46%. Theirs was 9 shots from 19 inside 50s. Yours was 22 shots from 48 inside 50s because the entire game was played in the midfield and your forward line, and they would get it out of your forward line, and then you just take it straight back in.
Well, that's what it was.
Their defense were, run to the pump.
They were getting a lot of ball, but all in the back half, really.
Well, yeah.
Brisbane just kept bringing it in. At certain points, particularly in that first, you know, first two quarters, Brisbane looked murderous.
Yeah.
Like, Dakota Davidson could have had probably four goals at half time.
Yeah.
She was fucking great.
You obliterated them in all of the contested things.
Yeah.
And that's where you...
They looked really hard around the ball. Yeah. And it would have been easy. I didn't think of this pre-game, but it would have been so easy to come back from Perth having played against Freo, who are really tough around the ball,
and
to
sluggish. Be a bit
like sluggish and lazy. But they came out firing, yeah. And they just cracked straight in. Like, it was almost immediately. If you were a Giants fan, it was one of those games where you're watching and you just go, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Like, are we going to get anything to cheer about today? And I think they kicked a goal to the third quarter. Is that right?
No, it took them a while. It did take them a while. Yeah. But your defense was able to set up beautifully.
Oh, Larkins had nearly 20 touches, I think.
She was ridiculous. But the issue with the Giants is they have their back line's rock solid.
Yep.
Like, they held up even though they were being rained on. Yep. Their midfield's strong, but they just don't have the targets yet up forward to get anything going.
See Hodder's goal?
Oh, see Hodder's goal that was touched that was even better than Hodder's goal?
She's awesome. Their forward line's really firing. So happy to see Wooshner back.
And kicking a goal.
Kicked a goal. Oh, yeah, it was good.
That was
50, wasn't it, I think?
Yep.
Yeah, cheeky. Loved it.
Loved it.
It was there, though.
It was there.
She could have kicked another one. I think she stays in the team. I hope she does.
She does have a leadership role as well. Like, she's a solid
X factor.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's got
the spirit.
Yes.
She's the heart. She's a real heart and soul player in the team.
And she's the lion of the Brisbane Lions.
She is. She's the lion-hearted Wooshner.
Yeah.
Because she's been electrocuted.
I don't know how those two things are relevant, but I like it.
She's been supercharged.
She's had a lot of off-field troubles.
Yeah.
She talked about it in the media during the week, and she talked after the game, and I love listening to her talk. I just love seeing her out there playing. It's really good because there was a time at the start of the season when I thought maybe she's cooked. Maybe she's not going to be able to get back into the team, but it's good. I think there was an injury here or there and she was able to get back in, and now she's holding on. We talked last week because I think she had three touches.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, is she going to stay in the team? But I think she does because she just does heaps of she does the little things.
And it's pressure.
Pressure. She's a real team player.
Yep.
And she's, you know, been swung back and forward. At one point, Callie Underwood was like, what is she doing in the back line? And it's like, did you watch the game last week? Like, this is what we're doing.
She basically was on the last line. She marked the ball on the last line of defense.
Yeah. I will say that does remind me of some commentary that I do very much. It's like a favorite piece of commentary by me that I don't know if I've actually mentioned on the show before, but it's some Cale Hooker commentary. And
Here we go.
Tom, I'm sorry that he kicked four against you in a game that didn't matter.
That's okay. It was exciting to watch him do that.
Don't roll your eyes at me, Tom.
I don't think I did.
You absolutely did. You said, oh, here we go, and rolled your eyes, dog.
Oh, no, before I did, but then I didn't. And you said, I'm sorry about the four goals.
The tension in this room is palpable.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it's because called me Sean with a W.
And also, hey, he called me a mutt.
And it was good. But yeah, when the commentary is surprised that someone that swings forward or back is in a position is like, and someone kicked it to Hooker, and what the bloody hell is he doing down there? And then he kicks a goal on the run, and it was like, he's kicking bloody goals. It's good. I can't remember who says it, but anyway.
There used to be that. Anytime there was a swing player, there's always one commentator who, like, after 50, Harry Taylor played forward that whole year, 1 year, and he kicked three goals in one game against Richmond. And when the third one, whoever was commentating was like, this is Harry Taylor, what are you? This is the best he's played up forward. Yeah, he also played up forward once against the Giants and kicked six.
It's just a commentator who's not paying attention
correct,
to the game.
Correct.
Or just excited.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, that too.
They got lost in the moment.
I reckon if you put me in the commentary box, I would be calling everything, just losing my mind at everything.
We would be shit.
Oh, dog shit.
Yeah. We wouldn't be good.
People have asked us to commentate games before, and it would be the worst.
It would. Because, if you want to know what's happening.
We fuck up names when we're reading them in front of us, let alone names when we're trying to, like, look at a jumper number or their face.
And also, here's the other thing. You want to hear play-by-play? No. We're just going to yell at the bits that are exciting and then get distracted by, like, a punch-on happening in the back pocket when all the play's happening up here.
Yeah. Or the potential of a punch-on.
Correct.
Yeah. That's where I'm looking. I'm looking through binoculars at player's eyes. Oh, he looks like he wants to fight. Fuck.
You've got, like, super zoomed in, like, trying to see flames in people's eyes. Who's fired up?
Looney Tunes characters.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
No, they were good, and they're going to have to be better.
Yeah, well,
if they play like that against Collingwood, they might not win. So they need to keep lifting.
But sometimes you do lift. Again, you can have that. We've talked about
this. You're only playing the opposition that you're given every week, correct? Yeah.
What I liked is that they started well. It would have been easy to not start well and then have to switch on. So
a Carlton still specialty. Going well. Yeah.
Yep.
Which you corrected this week.
Yes. Well, another specialty is Adelaide coming out and just fucking running rampage over the top of a shit team.
I think that's their highest score.
It is their highest score in the history of the club.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
They were saying in the commentary, I'm pretty sure.
I was surprised to hear that. I just would have assumed that they... Has any team cracked the 100 yet?
No, I don't think so.
It'll happen.
I think the high...
I don't think this is the highest score ever. I think this is Adelaide's highest score.
And it isn't their biggest win, though, I don't think.
No, their biggest win was against... Geelong.
In the
semi-final.
The team probably didn't deserve to...
That's true.
Probably just was there from because of some weird fixturing anomaly because the AFL are a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. But yeah, 70-point win to Adelaide. Huge.
Yeah.
The Suns, I'm worried about. I feel like they're going to leave this season a bit of a broken team. Yeah,
they're rattled, well and truly. I mean, luckily though, no one really tipped them.
Well, I guess one good thing that, look, if you are...
It's a little silence down on the third mic over there.
That's all right. Third mic will get... It's nice to embrace the silence on the third mic because it's rare. It's usually like, woo!
When you're editing, how often do you just sit there and close your eyes and just it sounds like you're playing Mario just with all the dumb noises that I make across a...
that has never happened to me, Tom.
Just like you're editing and it's just like I'm talking about Geelong and you just hear like a woohoo.
Usually what happens is I just move the mouse over a little bit, hit that mute button and just assume whatever you're saying is not important and keep editing.
That's true. That's fair. I get it. This could be a two-man show.
Imagine.
The tightest podcasting in the world.
I don't think that's on me.
He's firing shots.
Yeah, he's firing shots. Right. Also, to try and prove his point, he just extended a part that was done. You're a fucking idiot, Tom. Anyway. Yahoo! So... Saturday, we're recording this slightly later than usual, and apparently that's just meant everyone's lost their fucking minds.
They were a bit silly.
Saturday, the murders continued. After Adelaide ran rampage over the Gold Coast Suns, then we had Melbourne doing pretty much a similar job to St Kilda.
So, Daisy Pierce.
Yes.
I must have heard my apology last week, and came out, played forward, and kicked two goals. Apparently she's kicked three goals in her career.
Yep.
And she kicked like two of them the other night.
She was awesome.
Forward. She was unreal.
More of that.
That's the thing. She's been playing across half back, but you forget that she can play anywhere, really. She's a gun.
I'd like her to play forward of the ball, I think.
Yep. Yeah. Get those attacking instincts.
Oh, yeah.
Although, like, if you need, this is the thing about her. If then you needed to steady the ship, you could swing her back and she'd be able to do whatever is required of her.
Yeah.
And she was pretty pumped. The goal celebrations
rightly
were...
Rightly so. She had a lot to prove to you.
She did.
Yeah.
And I'm glad she had my apology.
Yeah.
That's really good. And I'm glad that I'm responsible for her kicking these two goals.
The Saints are just sort of falling apart a bit now.
Yeah. Yeah. Shambolic Saints.
They were looking so good and they've just hit a couple of walls in the form of...
Yeah, they need Kate back.
Big, big players.
Big time. They need a big time. They miss that energy.
Yeah. Chatty Cathy, get her back out there.
Get her out there. Chatting. Yeah. Getting excited, kicking goals.
Yeah.
Or loving footy.
Or commentating footy.
It's good. Yeah.
She's great.
I think.
She also had a crack at Shane Warne, which was fucking huge as well.
Loved that.
Loved that a Saints player had a crack at Shane Warne, who is the like number one ticket holder for the Saints, for being like, oh, the proper footy's back. And then he tried to hide it, being like, oh, I'm innocent of rugby and soccer. It's like, shut up, Warne.
No, but like, you're a dickhead. I don't want to get focused on that fuckwit, but like. His apology, wasn't it just like, it wasn't even an apology.
No.
It was just like it's pretty ordinary that people think that. It's like, well, don't attack people for thinking what seemed pretty obvious.
Yeah. This is the thing about Warney. He has a lot of experience having to apologize because he's been a fuckhead for most of his life.
Every single Shane Warne apology, his entire life is dog shit.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't think there's ever been an apology, and he's had to give out heat. He should be good at them, but he's still so shit at them.
Reminds me of another person who should have been good at apologies, but now doesn't have a job, so...
We don't talk about him anymore because he is irrelevant.
Sure is. Woo.
Woohoo. I would say after this round and like St Kilda are ninth on the ladder, but I think anyone from St Kilda down finals, the door's been
gone.
I think all the the math is in, and
I'm worried about Carlton personally.
Well, yeah, Carlton are right on the edge.
Yep.
And they've got some big games.
One in particular.
If you want to talk about big games coming up, Melbourne, have you seen their next three? I think it's Adelaide, Freo, and Brisbane are their next three games.
Juicy.
So if Melbourne want to play finals, their destiny is in their hands. Yeah. So I imagine they'll just miss out.
Fuck. Brisbane have them in the last round. So you may be the team that just shuts the door in their face.
Could be.
Could be.
Daisy, don't listen this week. Stop it. Turn it off now.
Right, Sunday. One of the teams you're worried about, Sean, and another team you should be very worried about.
Mm.
Although, who moved up a spot on the ladder, so congratulations to them. So Carlton, just got it done against Geelong.
Yeah.
Geelong did, they gave you a couple of goals. Look,
I will say this, boys.
Big improvement.
I was in a bad place last week.
Yep.
I messaged you during the week, actually. I found an interview with Meg Mack, which shifted my perspective around the team and how we're going completely. I was just in a bad place. And I listened to this. I felt better. I watched this game and I thought, look, we didn't win. We looked, this is the best we've probably played all year.
Yep.
And even though we didn't win, we looked like we could win a game. Like we were scoring, we scored more. We got into attacking positions more. The best thing I noticed was every week I've been bemoaning the fact that all of our players get sucked up to the ball, we win, we turn around, and there's no one to go to.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen. We'd win a possession, we'd look up, and there are actually targets to go to. There were players who were spreading and sort of maintaining their positions. And again, we got outplayed by a better team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, there's that tier system. Carlton are above us. We're sort of, we're second bottom. Are we still bottom?
No, you're not bottom.
We're second bottom.
That's you don't listen when I talk. I just said that. You moved up a spot on the ladder.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wanted to clarify. Anyway, there were some positive signs this week as opposed to last week. The disappointing thing is
we had 11 scoring shots this week. That's pretty big. And Carlton, they only had 14.
And the first quarter we were in front for a bit.
Yeah, that's the first huge. Goal. Big.
That's exciting.
Pressuring.
We were tackling.
At certain stage in the fourth quarter as well. End of the third quarter, start of the fourth. I got a bit frustrated watching it because you could have really crept up a bit.
We just don't have that last little polish.
Yeah, I think Carlton kicked two late ones too. Yep. Is that right?
Yeah, and there was a point in the game where we'd been playing really well and then we gave away a dumb free kick, another dumb free kick, and then a 50, and it resulted in a goal. And it was like, well, that's annoying because we had a bit of – so we're still doing that and we still lack the polish and, we're still missing our two best mids. They're both out injured still. And then unfortunately – Millie Brown hamstring, which is the injury that kept her out from the start of the middle part of the season, which is a bit worrisome.
Yeah.
But I liked it. They played Millie Brown forward, which I thought was interesting, just to try to stop some of those Carlton run and carry off the half back line, which was kind of good. Again, and I also love boys. Liv Barber came back. She clunked a couple, kicked a goal, and looked like she wanted to start a fight every 30 seconds, which I can't.
Sean, if you had your binoculars out, eyes on fire, you wouldn't have even needed the binoculars.
That's what I love to see.
She's 18, 19, and she's picking fights with a Katie Loins who's been around for years. Come on, let's go.
Good.
I like it. I like a bit of the aggression. She needs to find the balance a little bit. She still gets in a little bit, she needs
kick
to find
a
that.
Goal, then start a fight.
She needs to find that Gemma Houghton kind of swagger.
Yep.
She loves to sort of do a bit of push and shove, but she's also kicking 5 goals. So she's going to get there. I'm in a lot better place than I was last week. My team's in a better place than it was last week. I think we will get at least one win this year.
Yeah. You'd be dead without Meg Mack, I reckon.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We would be dead. Again, we'd be dead without either McDonald, Meg or Amy.
She's my favourite Geelong player.
She's a gun.
She's my third favourite non-Brisbane player, I think.
That's huge. Yeah. Your second favourite's Kate McCarthy, obviously.
No, Tom? She's my first favourite.
Oh.
Non-Brisbane player.
Oh, right. Okay, gotcha.
Chatty Cathy, Daisy Pierce. Meg Mack.
Yeah. This interview with Meg Mack was fucking great. Just her talking about the own internal things, but she's like, it's my first year as captain. Is it my fault that we're bad?
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, hey, not yes. You just said she's your third favorite.
Yeah, no, it's not her fault.
No. Don't you fucking dare. I'll beat the shit out of you outside.
I mean,
don't come for my favorite. Don't come she's for my favorite. Max. No, she's not. Yeah. McCarthy is.
No, she's my favorite Geelong player.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's a tie.
Yeah.
Carlton had 7 individual goal scorers.
I forgot about
huge.
Carlton. Can we talk about Carlton now?
Yeah, we can now. Yeah, I'm done. Yeah,
the team that won by 33 points.
Yeah.
Carlton. Also, something that's very interesting is I have definitely cursed the team. I can tell because the run to finals is the same fucking run to finals I've had every year, which is
Got to keep winning.
Got to fucking keep winning. And there's some big walls in front of me. But yeah, the fact that, like, I mean, Taylor Harris was rested. You guys both said that was a cunt move, but she did cop a massive head knock the previous week and had a concussion test.
Forgot about that.
Which she passed.
Can I just say, if they were playing Freo, would they have rested Taylor Harris?
I don't know. If they needed to win, maybe not. But no, I mean,
but I don't care.
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is a bit of a dog move.
Well, I mean, yeah. Just be better, though, I guess, the moral there.
Hey, we were.
There is a chance you can win the next three. You're playing dog shit teams.
And there is a huge chance. Like, we're a chance to win at least one of them, I reckon. Maybe two.
If you haven't won and Gold Coast haven't won and round nine happens. Huge.
Gold Coast have won a game, haven't they?
No.
Oh.
Geelong and Gold Coast are the only two winless teams.
Both have a percentage of 31.
Disgusting. Yep. Exactly 31?
No.
Point something. We've got point on them.
Yeah.
That goal, the goals we kicked in this game helped us. Jesus. I think we also didn't have any scoreless quarters this week. We scored at least every quarter.
Things are looking up.
Which was, also, Joel, in the absence of Taylor Harris, Darcy Vessio reminded everyone, guys, I'm still really fucking good.
She's been good for a couple of weeks now.
Jesus, she burns you out the back so fucking fast. Yeah.
She's charged up. Confidence is sky high.
Yep. Mimi Hill got injured, though, and that was bad.
What about the collision between Phoebe McWilliams and Downey? They got smashed faces. They both came back out, but it looked like both of their faces had, like, we're going to Jonathan Brown caved in.
Oh, Jesus.
It was a monster collision.
Yeah.
Is Hill a knee?
Yes.
Have they confirmed ACL or?
I don't think so, not at least at the time.
Didn't get carried off, though. Did she?
I think she
got helped off.
She got helped off, but
yeah.
Purcell also walked off.
Oh, okay.
Went off, and yeah. It's never good. Hill's a decent young kid too, which sucks. Do you know what I did notice up watching a Carlton game, like, up close properly for the first time this year? You know who's really good, guys? Mandy Prasparkas is really good at football.
Yeah.
She's absurdly good. It's like there are five of her.
Yeah,
there are times that you look at there, she gets the ball and she, like, passes it on. And then she's getting the ball again. It's like,
how'd you get there?
Where's you? Hey!
Also, bit of a somber note, ACL confirmed for me.
Fuck, that sucks. Get better soon. That's no good. No good. That's now five in 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was four last week and then that one this week.
And yeah, Carlton, please just keep winning. Why does every team I follow do this to me? Every fucking time.
She gone for Brisbane, mate.
Should have gone for Brisbane. No. I couldn't do that to the Jess and Taylor.
Yeah, fair enough.
Maddie.
Yep.
Das.
Oh. Das would have belted me. if Darcy Vessio heard that I was like, oh, should I follow Carlton? Or got gifted an AFLW membership for Carlton and then turned my back on it, she'd be at my house and I'd be like, Darcy Vessio. And then there wouldn't even be two hits.
I would connection. Fuck.
I wouldn't have even heard the second hit. Yeah, it would have been one hit. Darcy Vessio hitting me and then me waking up in hospital. There's no second hit of me hitting the floor.
Because you're not a bad person. She punched you, caught you, threw you in the ambulance. It was ready to go.
Oof. Jesus.
Can I say the insult? I love that insult. You know, next thing you're going to hear is two sounds. Me hitting you, you hitting the floor. I fucking love that as an insult. As like a swagger, let's fight talk. If I was tougher and a fuckhead and picked fights with people, that'd be my go-to. The next two sounds you're going to hear are me hitting you and you hitting the floor.
Well, yeah, there's an artist I follow on Instagram and I honestly can't remember who it is, but someone posted there's going to be two sounds, me hitting you and you hitting me. anyway, Western Bulldogs, who we said last week had just quietly been getting it done, did not get it done against Collingwood. Got done.
I thought they were going to be on for this, and they were not. And Chloe Malloy now is miles. Like, I think she's broken the record by two games now. I think she's had nine games in a row where she's kicked a goal, and she does not look like slowing down.
How many total now for the season?
She's now on, I think she's leading. She's on 11.
Yeah, because Dakota's on 10, I think.
Yeah. Might get a couple next week.
Oh,
imagine you end the streak.
Fuck.
You could end the streak and you could dethrone the undefeated team and you could surpass. Oh, what could happen? Jesus history. Christ. A lot of the history books. The ink is still wet on their quills after writing in it 2 weeks ago. But yeah, Collingwood looking fucking dangerous.
Looking good.
Yeah. Western Bulldogs. This is a... Look, if it was a slightly less intense loss, I'd be like, look, it's a road bump. They should be okay. But that was
a bit of a whack.
Yeah. Boys, just on this stat, there are three players tied for first place with 11 goals. So Davidson's 10.
Yeah.
So it's Davidson and Huntington, who were also in that equal category. We're now 9 and 10.
Yep.
The top 11 are Aaron Phillips, Gemma Houghton, and Chloe Malloy, all on 11.
Jesus.
It's all happening up there.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Fuck good me. Luck getting in the All-Australian team.
Yeah, that's good luck getting in the All-Australian forward line.
Yeah.
It's rough.
And the midfield. And the back line.
And the back line.
It's fucking tough.
I mean, that's generally it. It has
yeah,
to generally
that's how it works. Yeah.
That's how the All-Australian works. It's pretty tough.
Yeah, it's not a thing you
but
just
the bench.
Wide open. Yeah. It's tough that's to get on the bench. Yeah.
Fuck. Coach's spot also really hard. It's a lock, us three.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All Australian coaches.
how many wins did you coach?
Every single day.
Yeah.
Coach Kano, Coach Reed, and Coach Dusha. Big. And last, speaking of big, the derby,
yep.
Whatever you want to say.
The big D.
Whatever you want to say, we can all agree, whether you call it a derby or a derby, that
or
this
the big
was
D.
Or the big D, this yeah. was an absolute fucking.
Yeah. This was, again, we talked about how unfair it was for poor West Coast last week. They finally get a win, and their reward for that hard effort
is a 67-point loss.
They have to front up and play Freo again. And Freo were angry because they're coming off a loss. And
who'd you tip, Thomas? Freo. You tip Freo?
Yeah, I love Freo.
Okay. Love and tackles.
Yeah, no, because I understand why you'd be asking this, Sean, because Tom throughout this was like, oh, yeah, I was pretty surprised by a very unsurprising result. Or like, oh, I thought the Western Bulldogs would get up over Collingwood and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And just like, I was just quietly doing the maths and...
Yeah.
So this was an easy week to tip. I got seven. You got seven. And Tom.
A lot of people got seven.
Yeah, a lot of people got seven.
Some people got six because they didn't want a TC.
Yeah. And, you know, like I tipped Geelong, so I didn't get that tip, sadly.
You got six?
No, a bit less. Just a little bit less.
So five then?
Not quite five.
So hang on.
How'd you get four?
Sean, you have gone a little bit too high again.
Oh, my God. You got three?
Sean, I don't know how to tell you this, but not quite three either.
Fucking hell, Tom. Did you get two?
Yes.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. I'm in danger of spewing up on the microphone and the mixer.
Boys, before you get too angry at me, I said that I was changing my ways and I was going to be... Dusha, you said something last week and it has sat with me all week.
What did you say?
And that was that you can be dumb, but you can be dumb with integrity. And I thought about it and I thought about it. And boys, I tipped with integrity.
It's the most powerful thing anyone's ever said on the show.
I'm dumb, but I'm dumb with integrity. I tipped every tip and I listened back to last week's tips. Every team that I said I would tip last week, I tipped this week. I didn't change. I didn't waver. I backed my girls. I backed Brisbane, supported my friends. I backed my other team that I love and Tackles, Freo. And I also went for a few upsets here and there. I believe that Bulldogs might get it done, that Collingwood are due for a loss. So I back the Bulldogs, you know? I every week I pick the Suns and I pick the Saints because I love them. And I did. This week again, I picked them both and they didn't get it done. And look.
Sarah,
I'm not sorry.
Okay, that's fine to not be sorry. I've had a look. You got the lowest score in the entire competition.
How far down
our competition or the entire side?
our competition. So some other people got the same amount of. Oh, actually, no. Now that I look, she got the lowest by two. So the only other person who got less than you.
It was close to me.
The other person that got close to you got four.
And then is the next person six?
No, it's four. There's three fours, couple of fives. Because in this competition, if you don't tip, you get the away team.
Ah, that's right, yeah.
So other people got two because two away teams won. You are the only person, I can tell by the margin, you are the only person that actively tipped two. But Tom, I'm worried about this integrity comment because I think you haven't actually listened. That felt a lot like, you know, like when you get told off by a teacher or you're getting told off by a parent.
Okay, all right.
And you don't actually understand why they've come after you. So you just like, my integrity comment wasn't that you change your tips saying it. My integrity comment was you set all of these rules for yourself.
Correct.
And then don't follow them.
And I followed them this week. I tipped the teams I wanted to win. I tipped the teams that I like to win.
The rules of the week.
They're going to be next week as well. They're the rules I have going forward.
Jesus, are you committing to that?
I'm committing to that. I can't prove that to you off 1 week. I need to improve it across my entire
Tom's
life.
Tom's guide to losing the footy tips.
Hey, it's worth noting that our man, Luke Jackson, he's leading our competition.
Yep.
He's 11th across the entire site.
That's out of like fucking
over
huge.
6,000 people.
Look, tell me your secrets. I only got two this week.
He's only one off the lead.
Far out.
That's something.
Okay.
Got the Brisbane bump. That's what.
That's absolutely it. Are we ready to are we diving into these tips for the next week?
Tom.
Yep.
On the ESPN footy shipping site.
Yep.
Round six, I got seven tips correct. Fucked up the margin. So out of how many people in this competition? 6,283. I got seven. Didn't drop a tip. I fucked up the margin.
Yep.
I finished 2,100th. So I'm only just in the top third with tipping seven winners. You tipped two. Please.
Okay. I'm not as bad as I thought.
Okay.
I thought, so there's 6,283 across the overall site. I thought I'd be like in the bottom 6,000. I'm 3,650. How much did I drop this week?
Yeah. No. You've got total selected, hit round at the top.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, round six.
No. Now what number does it say you are?
Yeah.
So you've claimed you're in the top 3,000. You're not.
I'm second last.
What the fuck?
I'm second last for the whole site.
What'd the last one get?
The last person, the only reason I'm ahead of them is because I guessed the margin less incorrectly than they did. I'm ahead of them by like one. Oh my God.
That's history books.
I am 6,000.
I'm glad that quill's still wet, Sean.
6,262nd in the site.
Tom, there would be people, there would be accounts that are trying, because some people do this when they do footy tipping. So some people, when they set up their own footy tipping competitions, have a reward if you finish last.
Down. Yeah.
So, Tom, there would be people that are actively trying to lose that you got worse than.
Fuck.
Oh, my God.
That's disgraceful.
So, just I'm at, like, the 200s, and no one has got less than seven. Like, yeah, that's how.
Tom, did you listen to what
I said? Yeah, I know. This is what I mean. Like, I'm now seeing it contextually.
2,000, not 200. 2,000.
I can't scroll. It's taking so long.
Yeah, so I got 2,100th and I got seven. I didn't drop a tip.
To be fair, looking at the overall total, as we said, I'm a few people ahead, but Jesus, in the round, I've come second last out of every single person on that site.
In the world.
And the person who came below me got the margin wrong by 1 point more than I did.
That is just fucked.
Oh, my God.
Next round. Fuck me.
Can't wait to hear your fucking tips.
Fuck.
Actually, this is... So after a very easy to tip round, we got a very juicy round up next. Like a lot of teams, very similar position on the ladder facing off. So Friday night at Metricon Stadium, the Suns versus Richmond.
Richmond, for me as well.
Is it up at the Gold Coast?
Yes. Metricon, yeah.
Oh, gotta go to the Suns. They've got to get a win.
Then and you're like, home. That's a pretty tough one to start the round. But then Saturday afternoon, St Kilda take on the Giants.
Oh,
Saints.
Gotta go to the Saints too.
Yeah,
stick them. I've got to stick with them. It's part of my lesson in integrity.
Every time I think about the Saints, I then think about Matt Stewart's face, and then I don't want to see it sad. So I want the Saints to win. But. Okay.
I don't know. Are you enticed by a big, big sound, Joel?
I guess overall, St. Kilda definitely look better than Giants, I guess. So I'm gonna tip Saints. I'm gonna tip Saints too.
I don't know if that's true, but yeah, okay.
Then later on Saturday, we've got North Melbourne take on the Western Bulldogs.
North.
Yeah, North.
North.
It's in Hobart too.
Yeah. Oh, I could go. I'm going to be in Hobart next week.
You should. Go, North Hobart Oval.
Oof. Get on down, watch some footy.
You should.
I should. What day was that, though?
Saturday, 13th of March.
Yeah.
In the evening. You're probably in that haunted ghost tour.
Yeah,
that
I actually am. I'm on that fucking ghost tour.
Yeah. Why are you on a ghost tour during the day?
Because my girlfriend wants me to die, I think.
No. During the day.
At night.
No, the game's at 5:10. Yeah, it might be a bit tricky.
Ghost tour. Hey, I've been on ghost tours there before. They start anywhere between 9:30 and 11:30.
I'll check what time mine starts, because if I can make it to the footy, I might.
And don't die.
No.
I do want you to come back.
Is it the Battery Point ghost tour?
I don't know. Off the top of my head.
Oh, okay. Because I did a ghost tour that ended in a way that I think if you were in my position, you would have killed yourself or died.
Shit, Tom. That's going to be good territory for the Scaredy Boys podcast. New episodes every Friday.
Yeah, no, I can't wait to talk about it if I survive.
Yeah.
Yeah, a ghost tour that I went on was like relatively like normal ghost tour-y shit. And then all of a sudden they're like, anyway, follow me. We're going underground. I was like, here we go.
Nothing good happens underground.
Let me tell you, this room they took us to, nothing good had happened in that room.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want it. Can we talk move next game?
Then at Casey Fields, Melbourne take on Adelaide. Adelaide.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
See, this is a fucking tough round.
Do you know what, boys? I know Daisy listens.
Melbourne.
Oof. That'll help me in the next game because you guys will get that one wrong. But I am very worried about on Sunday when Carlton take on Frio at Icon Park.
Jeez, that's a juicy game.
You've beaten there at Icon Park before.
You getting down to that one, Joel?
No, because
work.
Yeah, work.
The old dreaded shit time slot.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Freo.
Joel?
Carlton.
We're friends.
Yes.
Carlton.
He remembered. And then we have Brisbane take on Collingwood. Woo!
Game of the round.
Brisbane.
Of the year.
Whoa.
Brisbane.
Grand final preview.
Maybe.
Grand final pre-match. Trying to make it sound like rematch, so I said pre-match.
Shut up, Tom.
Wow.
Brisbane.
Yeah, Brisbane.
All the way. Yeah.
And then the Eagles take on Geelong. Again, this is gettable, Tom.
Wow.
This could be it.
It's gettable, but it's not going to happen because I'm tipping West Coast.
Same.
Geelong.
It's at Mineral Park.
Although if Geelong bring what they brought last week and a little bit more, they'll get within 5 goals.
Let's not forget that the Eagles have just been shit on, and they will see this and be like, finally, something to cheer ourselves up about.
It's true.
Yeah, but they only just beat the Suns.
Yep.
That's true also.
But you haven't won a game.
Neither have the Suns, and neither had West Coast at that time.
But West Coast have won. They're correct. Pretty much veterans now.
They've had a win, so let us have this one.
Not how the game works.
And that's why West Coast will win, because they're not asking for handouts. They're asking for 4 points.
Yep, and Geelong are going to get them.
Oof.
Time will tell.
4 points for every goal that Liv Barber kicks. So 1 goal. I think I should have said 1 point for every goal Liv Barber kicks.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Joel. We got any emails, mate.
We do, Tom. And I'm just going to start with this email that's has a juicy subject, so obviously like I couldn't ignore it. And it's from Yoav. He's 3 weeks in a row. He's been read out on the show. Congratulations, Yoav. That must be some kind of record.
Never happened again, mate.
Anyway, subject, fuck you, Tom.
Oi.
I don't know how to compose a haiku, so fuck you, Tom. See, I win. I don't know if that was a haiku, but
I think it was. What's a haiku? 5-7-5?
Yeah. I don't know how to
yep.
compose a haiku. No, oh wait, so fuck.
Yep.
You, Tom, see, I win. Yep, yes, well done. Hey. Well done.
Yeah, well done. Well done. Congratulations.
That's really good.
With the last ever email that'll ever be read out on the show from you, you've successfully.
No. He did well enough to buy himself another one.
Yeah, probably not next week, though, so don't get greedy.
Yeah, don't get fucking greedy, that's for sure.
Yeah. Because if you blow your load all in, like, the next week, you won't be able to talk at all about the men's team.
That's true.
And then we've got an email from Nadia, subject, footy state bias bullshit.
I already
and like again,
it.
This is another way just to get the guaranteed that you'll get your email read out on the show.
Swearing in the subject.
Swearing in the subject, attacking the
VFL.
Yeah, VFL.
Yep.
Sean's mainly on board.
Footy fan legends. Here is my north of Barassi line rant about this fixture bullshit. While I feel bad that WA fans couldn't attend the derby, I always say derby, but I feel like they prefer derby.
I feel like I don't care what they feel.
Just be you, Joel.
Yeah. Do what you feel.
And understand that it doesn't make sense for the WA teams to go to Vic with their headline, with the hardline WA premier. How about neutral venues? The AFLW already showed that this wasn't an issue in the second draft of the draw where GWS had a home game scheduled in Adelaide against West Coast for a similar WA border issue. Of course, the WA lockdown changed this. Clearly, it is good enough for a non-footy state team. They could easily play in Tasmania, Northern Territory, maybe even Albury. Isn't this a chance to get it to other locations? Great point.
Yeah. So, wait, she's upset that they played the derby twice? I'm a bit lost. And I don't blame you, Nadia. I blame the man reading the email out.
All right, you read it then.
All right, let's go. Where'd you get up to?
So I read the first paragraph.
From the top.
All right.
No, not from the top.
Footy fan legends, here is my north of Barassi line rant about this fixture bullshit. While I feel bad that WA fans couldn't attend the derby or derby, and understand that it doesn't make sense for the WA teams to go to Vic with their hardline WA premier, how about neutral venues? The AFLW already showed this wasn't an issue in the second draft of the draw, where GWS had a home game scheduled in Adelaide against West Coast for similar WA border issues. Of course, the WA lockdown changed this. Clearly, it is good enough for a team for a non-footy state team. They could easily play in Tassie, NT, or maybe even Albury. Isn't this the chance to get to other locations? So that's the paragraph.
Yeah. And I'm going to ask you the same question you just asked me. What is she upset about?
No, Nadia, are you upset that...
No. She means...
Okay. Yeah.
He's got it. Do you have it, Tom?
She
doesn't want the rematch.
No.
She says, well, yeah. For instance, why can't Freo play a team that haven't already played?
Yep.
It doesn't have to be in Victoria.
Correct.
It could be anywhere in Australia.
It can be in a neutral state. Yeah. And I've also now read ahead. Fair it makes more too. Sense. She's a Giants supporter. So she's not even angry from a Freo or West Coast bias.
Yeah,
yeah. Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, you got the emails now. You didn't like how I read the first paragraph. You found it confusing. And maybe it was because I got sidetracked by my own pronunciation of the derby. Yeah.
You just the entire time, everywhere you're going.
I understood derby. Exactly what you were saying, Joel.
Yeah. Do you understand what I was saying?
Well, yeah, because I heard it again. And I'm like, well, you just repeated the clear
thing. On another rant, the AFL loves scheduling AFL and AFLW games in Canberra when it is a long weekend. I once again won't get to see my Giant girls at all this year as I'm going away for the long weekend. Perfect excuse to escape Canberra. Can't wait to not see the men's game on Anzac Day or Easter too when the fixture is actually released. One-eyed Giant supporter who enjoys watching the Brisbane girls continuously be underrated.
Yeah, that's good. Respect, Nadia.
I feel like that second one, Nadia, that's on you. You're taking holidays.
Whoa.
Speaking of arrogance of a man who lives in the state that his team plays a shitload of games.
That's also, true. Tom,
come on,
that's
mate.
True.
Tom.
What?
You just revealed before. So what are you missing next week? Because you just said that...
You know, I'm going to be in Hobart, but I can't go... So I can't go to the Perth game in Perth because I'm not going to be in Perth?
No, but it's not the fact you're not going to the footy.
Yeah,
it's just you said, holiday. Wow, that sounds like you love taking holidays. And
yeah,
Tom, are you not just taking a holiday?
I'm taking holidays, but I'm not complaining about the fixture as well.
Taking a lot of bloody holidays.
Yeah, that's the second episode you missed in a couple of weeks. Love holidays.
Yeah, it's the second one you missed in a couple of years, Tom. Unacceptable.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Remember that entire time where Dusha was away and you and I did like a month and a half of episodes?
That's just true.
You
and
it wasn't a holiday. I was working.
It was a work trip.
Work holiday.
Yeah. I'm sure our thousands of adoring fans would agree. I was working very hard on that trip.
I don't think you were.
Oh, what? I edited How Good's Footy overseas.
That is also true.
Because you guys did not want to learn how to edit. Tom said, I'm sorry. I'm like, he's like, I'd love to help, but I refuse.
I think what
this
I said
is funny
was
because I edit, I can.
Yeah.
Why didn't I? Didn't want to.
No.
Yahoo!
And finally, we've got a double email here that I feel it's a real, really captures the power and energy of this recording, especially. Yeah. Well, we've read the same email twice.
Okay.
What?
Very bad news for you.
Yeah, whatever, man. It's preseason. I don't give a fuck.
Nah, it's not. It's going to affect the whole year.
Don't tell me it's an injury or I'll cut your face off. You mutt.
It's an ACL.
To who?
Cam Rayner.
Shut up, cunt.
Yep, Jacob just sent me a message. I'm sorry. Ah!
In the episode.
Well,
God. I didn't understand it. Someone sent me a message while we were recording. It said, fuck me, cunt. I've got Cam Rayner in my team. I was like, what are you talking about? Oh.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking.
That sucks.
He was in the form of his life.
Yep. He's going to get more midfield minutes. Sean, silver lining. There is a plug and play player similar to Rayner who you just stole from Geelong.
Shut this cunt up.
Right? Yeah. All right.
I
think
I want to hear that. Sorry for calling you a cunt. I'm very angry.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, mate.
You're not a cunt. You're a mutt.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, fuck.
I couldn't give that news to myself once I saw the text.
Oh, mate.
And it's been broken live on How Good's Footy.
Yeah. I think just in the email.
Tommy, you should cancel your holiday because I'll take next week off.
Yeah. I'm going to be doing this as a solo show. It'll be a tight five.
Rest of the fucking year off. It's better be a uplifting. And this, to be honest, you could read the script of Paddington 2 and I would still feel sad right now.
Nah, you'd feel, there'd be a twinkle.
No, there would be. No, there wouldn't be.
Knuckles with an N.
Ah, fuck. All right.
So this email, unfortunately, I do not think will uplift you to the power it needs to, Sean, but it is a very on brand for How Good's Footy email because there's a lot of excitement and there's a lot of power of love because Matt has emailed us.
And they're losing to the Suns.
Doesn't matter. Preseason.
The result doesn't matter.
Fuck this shit.
Subject, power of love. This is from Matt. Dear professors at the University of Sharon, fuck, live footy is good. I managed to convince my wife to come along to her first ever AFLW game for the derby, and I think she's converted. Now that's the end of the email. And then Matt emailed us again saying, sorry, boys, my phone got as excited as me and sent the email. Anyway, I think my wife is hooked because we are now saving enough money for two memberships next season for the Mighty Dockers. Anyway, thanks for reading my rambling email, even if it isn't on the air. Cheers, boys, Matt.
Good on you, Matt.
I like, thanks, Matt, that you've sent an email, being so excited your friends have like sent you, like, oh, well, I'll send him another one. And thank you, because I would have looked at that first email and been like, that's nice. I'm not going to read it because it's two lines. But second email, got the job done.
Did it. If you want to send us an email to tell Sean that he's going to be okay because he needs it, send a nice thing to Sean. He needs it real bad. You can send it to howgoodsfooty@gmail.com or you can find us on Twitter @howgoodsfooty or individually. I'm @OrchardTreed.
I'm at Scaredy Boys, the only show I care about now because horror movies are my life, apparently.
And I'm @douche13. And please feel free to tweet Tom when you're listening to this episode saying, how's your holiday, cunt?
And I'll tell you, good. I have not been possessed by a ghost. This is Tom.
Nice knowing you, you mutt.
Woohoo!
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.